Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Widespread efforts are underway in the U.S. to accelerate our understanding of cancer and its prevention and early treatment. To talk about how the latest cancer research becomes a part of the education and training for medical students is Dr. Raymond DuBois. He's a leading researcher in the field of colorectal cancer, and he is the dean of the College of Medicine at MUSC. Dr. DuBois, what's on the forefront of cancer research today?
Well, there's a lot going on in the field of cancer research in general, but there's a lot of excitement now about this area called immunotherapy. It's been very effective. There are some cancers that are resistant to it, so there's a lot of work in the laboratory here and around the country trying to understand why some of these tumors become resistant or don't respond to the immunotherapy, and that's the next really big question.
How does new research and cutting-edge cancer treatment like immunotherapy get incorporated into the education and training of medical students?
In medical school, we have what we call an integrated curriculum. So we do cover topics that include some of the basic sciences like immunology, and that's where they would understand how the immune cells function to protect the body from infection and other invaders. When they do their clinical rotations, they're exposed to different types of immunotherapy that are being used for patients in the clinic. During those rotations, they learn a little bit more about, you know, how those therapies are working and what effects they have on the patient.
Do medical students typically get involved in research as well?
Some of the medical students do. We have some training grants from the National Institutes of Health and other support from philanthropic sources that will support the student to do anywhere from a 6 to 10 week summer research rotation. They're in all different areas. They can be in oncology and other areas where they go into the lab, they learn research techniques, and then they try to apply that to a specific research question.
When it comes to cancer research, what's the timeline like between research and using some of these new breakthroughs in the clinic?
The timeline can be long, but typically people would say from the first discovery of a potential drug, it could take up to 10 years to actually get that drug through all the testing, toxicity testing, human testing, and approved for use in the population. Some drugs have been done on a shorter timeline because they're being developed for an unmet need, which is critical. No other treatment is available. We can speed those up in terms of a 3 to 5 year timeline.
So for a typical medical student, when they start their first year of medical school versus when they're finished with their training, a lot has gone on potentially, and a lot of new information, new techniques, new research to learn.
That's a great point. And one of the things I stress to students all the time is that once you become a member of this profession, your job is a lifelong learning opportunity because you have to continually update yourself on the latest developments, the latest treatments, and make sure you know what's the best possible treatment for the patient, depending on what your specialty is. Most effective physicians do go through this continual learning process.
Dr. DuBois, thanks for providing this information about new research and treatment that's incorporated into medical education and training.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.